You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yes, it's true, I am a young man, but I'm old enough to kill. I don't want to kill nobody, but I must if you so will. And if I raise my hand in question, you just say that I'm a fool. 'Cause I got the gall to ask you, can you maybe change the rules? Can you stand and call me upstart? Ask what answer can I find? I ain't saying I'm a genius. 2 + 2 is on my mind.
Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Tom.
And are we going to get into fucking hardcore today? Are we going to go hard? Is that what's going on? Are we going to discuss hardcore music unabated for hours?
Without reserve, we are. But before we do, let's get really quick into our sponsor. Shout out to Live a Lie Records. Shout out to Close Casket Activities. But today, most importantly, let's shout out Deathwish Inc. and Run for Cover Records. Guys, I'm going to deathwishinc.com first. Mm. Yo, they have some new merch. And today, we're all getting merch, guys. I'm going to give you guys a couple selections. There is the Deathwish Swimming Upstream Flow Blue or Watermelon Tank Top. That's choice one.
Watermelon.
Okay.
Watermelon.
Choice two, Deathwish Swimming Upstream Shorts. They look nice. I think they're the Champion Cotton brand shorts.
Yeah,
that's choice two. And then there's the Deathwish Swimming Upstream Black Long Sleeve. Little left chest design, four-sided sleeve print on both arms. Nice full back. That is choice three. Where are each of you going? And then I'll give you my choice.
Going long sleeve.
Watermelon.
Really nice long sleeve. Patrick's going for the watermelon tank. Guys, that leaves me with those shorts. I'm feeling breezy. I need some new sleeping shorts, swimming upstream shorts. Very cool.
I like that everyone, like, and they also did a bunch of Converge shorts.
Oh, yeah. Saw that. Everybody's getting geared up. Get it, get it, get it. Deathwish merch, check it out. Deathwishinc.com, go get that merch.
Mm.
Speed running. RIP me. I almost choked to death. Runforcoverrecords.com. Our buddies at Run for Cover. Since we just did big shout outs to the Deathwish label merch, let's do the same for our RFC buddies. I'm going to give you guys a few choices. New RFC logo shirt. Tom, this is the one me and you have liked. It's very stylized.
Yes.
The R.
You could wear it anywhere and not be fucking punished.
No, totally cool. They have it in a blue comfort colors, like that one. They have it in a white, same thing. They have a squished logo, I call it, RFC hat in khaki, really stylish. I like that one. And then they have the new fire logo embroidered hat. Just says RFC and has flames around it, kind of like a devil thing. And I got to say this one. I got to shout this one out. The same RFC logo shirt that me and you like, Tom, a lot, as a puffy ink outline shirt. Left chest on the front. Full back, white shirt, white comfort colors, I think. So what do you got? And, ooh, that Run for Cover tumbler with that cool logo. What are you guys doing? Patrick, this is your label.
I'm going white comfort color.
White comfort color? Nice.
I need some white shirts. It's summertime.
Yo, it's probably nice. Would have gone there. So what's that leave?
Fire logo hat.
Fire tumbler. Logo hat. I'm a hat guy now. Fuck it.
Because hat's a walker now.
Yeah, I know. And I am going to go, you know what? I'm throwing a curveball because I didn't remember these. Run for Cover logo socks. Has a real 70s feel. I'm not usually like a high ankle. Like this is like almost a calf sock. Fuck it. Doing it. Runforcoverrecords.com.
They're easy
check
to match.
Out that merch. Oh, super easy to match.
Once you get them out of the dryer, you go, these two go together.
Yep, RFC. Like these are my RFC short socks. So
that's what makes I go for like any kind of sock that I go. These are the same.
Yo, we otherwise, need to put, then you, no, go ahead.
No, sometimes you fuck around and you put up. two different size socks together accidentally.
Not a good scene.
You walking funny. Yeah.
All right. So you can also get this is the newest thing in merch. They have RFC logo shoe charms. Do you know what shoe charms are, guys?
I'm going to imagine they're the things that go with the Croc.
You nailed it, Tom.
But they're called something else. And someone told me what they were the other day. And I was like, I'm not long for this world. I forget what the.
You look that up.
Yes.
Everybody go to runforcoverrecords.com. Buy that weird stuff. Guys, while Tom looks that up, how are you doing today, Patrick?
I'm feeling pretty all right. I spent like a week being sick, and now I appear to mostly be on the other side of it. So I'm grateful, feeling blessed.
Very good. I think a lot of people have been feeling sick. Guys, just as a note, you probably don't have COVID, but if you didn't get vaccinated, you might. You might have COVID. And
if you didn't get vaccinated, you might have it. Maybe
you might have it. But I will say this, whether it's 12 months, whether it's 18 months, whatever, amount of time in limited social contact with a lot of the outside world, and then you start reentering the world and interacting and mixing,
you're going to get sick.
Our immune systems are a lot more fragile than we all assume. So shout out to being healthy.
That's why I've been sleeping in filth in anticipation of this moment.
That's why you moved into Staples Center, I heard.
That's why I moved into Staples Center. Exactly right.
Yo, the charms are called gibbets, by the way.
Gibbets. You're totally right. Oh, thank you for that poll, Tom.
J-I-B-B-I-T-Z. Gibbets.
Tom, just take me now. Worsened our world. I know. Tom, how you doing? How's the work week this week? Less crazy than last, I hope?
No, it's all shit. It's all shit. I wish I lived in the room next to Pat and Kanye in this Staples Center.
Yo, I would 100%.
Can someone help Kanye?
He's all right.
He did just release that album, you know? Or it's going to come out. He faked everybody out.
It never came out. It's a tease.
He's fiddling with it.
Did you guys see the viral?
He's a genius, guys.
No, he's not.
Tom, go.
No.
I mean, he's a genius, sure, but he's not well.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of him like at like whatever? Where is he now? He's
Atlanta. Atlanta.
There was a thing at the venue, and like he's walking around, and it wasn't a concert. I don't think. I think it was like a whatever they might have been using the place for, and he's walking around full red with a red like stocking over his face, like next to like other humans.
Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a problem if you can afford it. If you can act this strange and it doesn't cost you anything, act that strange, man. It's cool.
If you can act that strange and you can just point at a $3.7 million home and buy it.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay.
Pat does. Yeah.
In non-Kanye news, have you guys, now we talked about this briefly, but I think it's worth re-hitting because it's kind of hit radar big. Vinyl, the record question that is hitting. Has this kind of hit your radar or not so much?
It's all I hear about.
So the wait time is over a year. I'm hearing anywhere between 12 to 16, 14 to 18 months right now. Everybody's like, what do we do? hearing different ideas. And additionally, I'm hearing that manufacturers are starting to send out the message no one wants to get, that due to rising costs of supplies, uncertainty of future bookings, how far out this is all going, increased demand, that the prices are going
to the moon.
That's right.
Get ready for $30 7 inches. Coming soon.
Well, you know what? I think we and me especially is on record saying that the price of a 7 inch has to go up to retail just to hit costs. I think that everyone should just kind of embrace the idea that if you're going to get a nice looking LP in the next 2 years, there's a good chance it's going to have a 2 at the first part of the number.
I think that's pretty standard at this point. I was expecting it to be having a 3 higher at some point.
I think we're going to get there for certain things. But I think there's been smaller labels who've been trying to hold off. They don't want to hit the $20 mark, you know. Some have embraced it, and I put on for them. I think this is, you know, this is the point where we start having to consider that. But the cost of of production is going up. And what do you guys think? Like, so let's just say any band or any small label who hasn't put in an order for a record yet isn't getting their record till Q4 2022. What should they do? Christ. Patrick, what should they do? Because, like, let's also preface this. We all know that most people who are getting these records, yo, is 1 out of 10 is actually listening to it on vinyl.
That's correct.
And really, but 1 out of 10 is listening on vinyl a couple times. And if they really like the record, they're streaming it on their phone when they're doing whatever else.
Yeah. So here's the problem. I think I know where you're going, which is just put the fucking music out.
Yes.
But I think you'll agree, it's much easier to sell 500 to 1,000 of something if people are excited, if there's hype, and much harder when the hype is gone.
Yup.
It's, I don't
do you
see.
Do you do pre-sale?
I mean, I
personally, for that far out, for that far out, it starts to get messy.
A lot of address changes. Yeah.
And I mean, what Patrick's saying, like, I wasn't going to even hit the, just put the music out, because, yo, we've seen this and we've talked about this idea and we've talked about digital only EPs and, yo, we've seen it work and we've seen it not work. But I want to speak just from an artist standpoint or just somebody. It feels a lot different if you put all this time and effort into something. And we're not talking about your demo. We're not talking about your first release. We're not talking about you're doing a series of singles out of your bedroom. And, you know, we're talking about you're getting ready to write your LP that a label is paying for you to go record and then is paying to produce and release and all that, it feels real when you know there's a physical product at the end of the rainbow, as weird as that is to say.
Is that for everyone or just for older folks?
I think it's definitely for older folks. I think there are younger people who feel that too. It's just,
yeah, no, I'm just
holding
curious.
Something in your hand. I think especially when you put the time in, you know, I think there, it does mean something.
Sure.
To hold it, to feel something tangible, which is a weird thing to say because, you know, largely at this point in my life, I get a lot of records. I listen to maybe 1 out of 10 records I actually buy. And there's records I really love, you know, like I the Lethal Means LP, great example. I spun that on vinyl once just because I got it and wanted to do that. The Warn LP, I listened to that record probably 20 times. I've never listened to the vinyl. I own it on vinyl, you know.
Yeah, is that a sickness? Because I think I do the same.
No, I don't think it is.
If it's available online, it's like, well, this is easier.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's the idea that why do you buy a record, right? It gets back to it. You want to support a thing.
The cover, the lyrics.
It's nice to own it. It's nice to hold it. It's cool. You know, it's look, I often hold back from saying this, but it's the most casual participation you can have in an underground or subcultural thing is being a financial contributor and supporter. So yeah, you know, like when a label I like is putting records out, I want to buy them, you know, and does that mean I listen to the physical copy every time? No, sometimes they just go sit on the shelf. I will look at every single one because I'm excited to look at it and hold it for a second. Sometimes they go right on the shelf. That said, it feels different for the band. I think for the listener too, and the audience in general, if there is a different physical release. Like, you asked a good question, Tom. Should there be a long pre-order? I don't know. Right. Patrick.
What do you buy, credit?
Right. Patrick.
And then you can use them?
The Drug Church LP is theoretically in the ether. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, hoping for the best, but in principle, it should be coming out when the record is announced, which I guess I shouldn't say here, but
yeah, you don't have to say, but theoretically it's coming out between now and the first half of 2022, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. That's safe enough to say.
But the vinyl will likely come out very early 2022, which will be, you know, a few months after, the whole thing is announced. This is me speaking off the cuff, everybody. It the label is optimistic it could be sooner, and I am not. So that is to say that there's going to be a gap for a lot of people. I know that a band that's very much, you know, like if Drug Church is adjacent to hardcore, then there's a band that is very much in the middle of it. That big band, big orders on, the, on their vinyl.
Yep.
And they are as fucked as we are. So to give you an idea, if you're not, you're not getting priority right now. You know, like you can squeak through if you have a sweetheart deal. If you have, I forget what they call the.
You have minimums. Actually. You have monthly minimums.
Yeah, if you have yes, precisely. If you have monthly minimums, it's you might do just fine during this, right? And for anybody that doesn't know how that works, it's
I was trying to explain it to somebody, and I don't know if I did a great job, but it's like super.
So this is a great way to put it: is a label who consistently is releasing records, pressing records, etc. builds a relationship with their manufacturer of choice, the record pressing company. And basically they eventually hit a point where like, hey, you know, if you can guarantee us that you're going to press X thousand amount of records every month, well, we can one automatically slot you in for that many records a month. Let's say 5,000, just to use a throw out number. If you say you're going to press 5,000 records a month with us, cool. We'll put 5,000 records a month on the press. You reserve that time on the press so you can, you're definitely going to press 5,000 records a month. And you probably get a good deal or, you know, you get a quantity deal. And so there's going to be months where you press more than that, but you're always guaranteed that you're pressing 5,000 every month. What does that mean? It means for the plant that they guarantee, that's guaranteed business every month. What does that mean for the label? It means they have guaranteed time to press the records. So they're less concerned right now about all this time crunch stuff. That said, even labels who have those arrangements right now are feeling the pinch.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's just, things are hectic. A few people have hit me about the record store day thing. And I think for years, that's been kind of the boogeyman.
The scapegoat. Right.
Yeah. And it's, not wrong. It is a factor. But we have to
I mean, if they're doing like some fucking bullshit, like, you know, ABBA record, 10,000 press, that's like fucking 50 hardcore records.
You're totally right. You're not wrong. It's really, you got to pull out and go, yeah, this is the surge in interest from the bigger world on vinyl. That's a bummer. But what I've been saying, like, why is this happening? People are asking, why is this happening? Well, during the pandemic, plants were shut down for some time. I don't know how long, but the plants were shut down for a while. And there was backup. And then, coinciding with the pandemic and during it, vinyl boomed. Just completely surging. And as many of you can see, you can look at your favorite records and favorite record labels and see that it's like, oh, they've sold through four full pressings of this LP in the past year. You know, it's amazing. It's awesome. It's the right energy. However, it's a perfect storm also, because now these pressing plants are being swamped. Some of these other things that are being discussed, such as material shortages, that's not a lie. In some cases, some of the domestic, there's been labor shortages. That's also a reality. So there's a lot of things that factor into this. And the simple fact that most vinyl record pressing, most equipment has a literal capacity. You know, these aren't like, you know, these machines can only press so much, so fast, so often, and they need time to be calibrated, the whole thing. So it's not infinite, and that means things take time, and we're going to see that. So here's my question to you guys, and I'm going to shut up. What should people do in the interim? What should bands, what should labels do in the interim?
Bring back 2002 CDs, baby.
It's one option.
It's not the worst option.
No, yeah. It's not the worst option. But I would just do singles, and the world can fuck itself.
You're saying digital only.
Yeah, I would do long lead time singles ahead of the LP so that, like, okay, for example, let's
say. I got an idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go with your idea, and then let's get to Tom's full idea.
So let's say that your record's coming out in, you know, 5 months.
Yeah.
That's a long time to wait. It's very annoying. Okay, but that's actually not atypical. I've waited 5 months for vinyl before. Let's say it's coming out in a fucking year.
Yes.
It's a long time to wait. It's brutal, actually. I would do a single every 2 months with merch drops and try to keep hype alive and then take the pre-order with 3 months out. And that would be my compromise on the thing.
Tom, your idea.
Pat's idea was way better than mine.
I doubt it.
What's yours?
My only thought would be like, do you do like a...
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein, Plus, or... Are they going to say it? Yes, vegan and veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can go back to doing what you love this spring, maybe gardening. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. That is the type of meal I prefer. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Now, I'd like you to head to factormeals.com/axetogrind50. That's numeral 50. And use code AXETOGRIND50, that's numeral 50, to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's insane. That's code AXETOGRIND50 at factormeals.com/AXETOGRIND50. That's to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Crazy.
My thought would be, I don't know if I would even go for this, but I'm just thinking out loud. Do you do, like, we're talking about CDs, and CDs are relatively cheap to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do, like, if you do, like, a pre-order and say, like, Pat's fucking SWAT record's not coming out for a year, say.
Mm-hmm.
You do a pre-order, you get a CD immediately, and the vinyl's a make good. Like, or right. The CD's a make good for the vinyl being delayed.
That works.
Yeah, no,
I bump the price up $2-3 just to cover cost or whatever.
No, I mean, I think that's a cool idea. I actually like that a lot. It gets physical in hand. Theoretically, you could still put in reserve. You know what I mean? There's even a way where it's sort of, man, it starts to get complex. But you brought up the simplest and easiest thing. You know, if a record, a bigger hardcore record, let's say there's a decent sized hardcore record that comes out. And 1,000 copies are pre-ordered. That's not even a lot right now, by the way, guys. What percentage have address changes over the course of a year?
Oh.
The headaches that result. Oh, my God. So maybe you figure in, too, also with that, Tom, that you get the CD, you've purchased it, you reserved your limited copy out of 300, and you get this thing, and when it's announced, hey, you get an automatic email, like the way that we get these digital download codes. It's like, hey, automatic email, the vinyl is ready to ship. Please confirm your address. We got to figure something out like that, because I like that idea. It keeps things timely. It makes the music still relevant, and the people who are there for the vinyl still get it. Pat, I like your idea also. But my question to both you guys, how do you feel when a band does a merch drop every 2 months? Doesn't it get old after the third or fourth one?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it. I'll tell you what. There's certain shit that just... I don't think we're ever going back to the accusations of merch band in the same way that that some of these bands were hit with, I don't know, what is that now, 10 years ago?
Five.
Five?
Yeah,
man. I think you
might have it not in your purview, but I think there's still rumbles of like, is that a merch band? It's not the same, but it's almost it's almost frowned on in a different new way.
Oh, see, my thing with this, and I'm certain you guys agree in principle, is if you don't like it, don't buy it. It's no harm. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, so with all the annoying bullshit that I see online on any given day, which, by the way, everybody, stop trying to make the Green Knight a fucking thing for me. I don't give a shit about it. It's like that fucking country guy with the mask. I don't give a fucking goddamn. Get it off my fucking timeline.
I'm getting so much Green Knight on my timeline. It's outrageous.
I always keep thinking it's the Dark Knight, and I get psyched, and I go, no, it's not.
We've been pigeoned, guys. We're the demo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure it's fucking fine.
What is
it? It's a movie. It's like a
Netflix.
You know, it's an Arthurian Knight. Movie take on like a famous Arthurian legend but the thing is nobody, it's like, let's just hear word of mouth.
Yes,
you're not getting me day one. Know. You know,
yo, those things have such longer legs with organic, but they also, I think there's so much investment. I mean, this is a different topic. There's so much investment in it to getting a decent size pop at the beginning. Because they want funding for future projects on it, I think.
Yeah.
They want franchising, you know?
I like how Pat's like, you know what? Let the word of mouth go around. Let people really like it. Then I'll watch it. Pat's the fucking antithesis of that. He's like, two people like it? Not for me.
Yo, here's a question, actually, for you, Patrick, and then we'll get back to records. Do you have trusted sources whose word of mouth you take at face value? You aren't pshawing it.
Yeah. I don't necessarily pshaw a whole lot, actually. It's just, you know, look, I'm like anybody else on earth. It takes certain things motivate me more than others. And it can be hard to, you know, I mean, look, like
Tom's over there going, you don't pshaw anything. Pshaw.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not pshawing. I just
pshawed for 187 episodes.
That's right.
So whatever. Look, no, there's no trusted source that I would listen to their opinion and go, oh, okay, I'll give it a go. Like, look, a friend of the podcast, Ian, his passion is film. He knows a great deal about it. He makes it. But when he tells me, it's like his taste in fucking hardcore and his taste in movies. I go, oh, come on, who got to you?
You go, pshaw. You know what I mean?
You pshawed him. Pshaw.
Yeah. Well, I'm always curious with a lot of motherfuckers. I'm always like, what agent of Disney came and compromised you? Like, what'd they offer you? Like, why are you talking like this? You know what I mean? Or when he gets off on some like, well, listen, I know that the band is a scam and they're also like the music was written by a team of fucking from Sweden, but, you know, they got rippers, and I'm like, who is the agent the agent provocateur who has infiltrated your fucking circle and told you that this is not dog shit? So,
you're talking about Ace of Base.
I don't trust anybody.
Trax. Ace of Base got Trax.
Exactly.
Don't trust anybody. All right. That's Patrick's opinion. No one's got good opinions. So anyways, keep your heads up, look at alternate ideas, and let's keep it moving. Everybody, don't be fearful. Keep releasing music. Make sure it's good.
Get them thumb drives,
dude. Remember when people try
thumb drives don't exist anymore, right? On newer computers, right?
No. Now they're the lightning jack.
That's right.
Whew. Like, there's no like flash drive sections on a new laptop, is there?
No, it's going to make a lot of hard drives irrelevant. Shit. I value my hard drives. Right. No shit. No CDs for a long time now.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
Guys, are you ready to play a game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So just to kind of, before we get into what today's game is, it's been a while since we played a game. We play games. It's fun. We encourage you to play games because they are fun. So far, Tom, have you lost a single game to Patrick?
No, but I think tonight might be the night.
Ooh, I don't know. Because
Pat sounds very kind of like agitated.
That's true.
Oh,
which worries me a little bit because I feel like then he's more on point.
Mm-hmm. No, Tom.
I'm really tired, and I'm not as agitated. I'm agitated in like a cranky way, and not in a like I'm alert.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just want to point out that he's manufacturing excuses well before the fucking actual match. But
if I beat you,
he's also building up the story. The narrative is being built.
It's better than doing it afterwards when you go like, I would be like, you hear UFC fighters get booed when they're like, oh, you know, like I kind of hurt my knee like in practice this week. And then people start booing you because you're like, oh, you're a wimp. You got your ass kicked. You know, I'm trying to like get out in front of it.
Tom is Willis Reed already. He's coming in. No, he's like, I'm a little hobbled, but
I'll tell you exactly what Tom is. Tom is the scammy ESPN has 24 hours of sports footage or sports content to fill. So they start, everybody lived in a car. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, and you know, they spent their childhood living in a car.
Are you talking about like the NFL draft?
I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about the sob stories of the ESPN.
Everything's
creates.
A sob story.
There's
everything
no like.
Is,
Billy this, Donovan was a normal middle class kid who had some pretty good upbringing, and his parents cared and enrolled him in a lot of programs that enabled him.
Both fathers died.
And then he lived in a car.
Lived in a car. Always lived in a car. This is the setup so that when the inevitable happens, you know what I mean? And somebody like, oh, like I did better than I expected. And I went, you know, it was a shot at the buzzer and it could have gone either way and blah, blah, blah. And then it's just,
never mind. I feel awesome. I can't wait to beat your ass. How's that?
There you go. Thank you.
Patrick, how are you feeling tonight? This is the pregame. Are you feeling like tonight is the night you're taking home the trophy?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm not making excuses one way or the other. I'm just going to say that I realized from doing other people's podcasts that when I am asked a question in the moment, I have never an answer ever. If you ask me my opinion on something,
I am
typically ready to fire.
Yeah.
If you ask me, what's your favorite moment from that tour? I'll go, what? Oh my God.
Here's my question for you. Because I would ask you, do you think you're a decisive or an indecisive person? Come on.
Relatively,
answer the goddamn question.
Relatively decisive.
So. Because I wonder about this, because there's a contrast between being decisive and thoughtful and indecisive, where I think sometimes you want to give a little more, which is good. It's a good impulse. But it also enables that kind of staggering where you don't just go for it, right? Like, what was the best moment of the tour? Oh, when we had those awesome bagels in Phoenix last night. That was great. It's like, wait, what about the time, you know, like your long-lost stepbrother came and you like hugged and cried over photos? Like, oh, yeah, that was better probably than the bagels. But the decisive person said the bagels. You're trying to talk about, you know what I mean? So let's be decisive. How about that?
All right, I'm in.
All right. So I have emailed you guys just because so today's we are playing Hardcore Jeopardy in honor of the one of the top 10 Canadians, Alex Trebek. This is Trebek to grind tonight.
Hope LeVar Burton gets picked.
Me too. That'd be nice. I'm a low-key.
You know how I know I'm going to win this?
How's that?
Tell me.
Pat doesn't know how to spell Jeopardy.
I think it was intentional because he spelled it wrong in the first email and then the name of the episode twice. So I don't know. I think he's white men can't jumping you. Like he's rope a dope. Like, oh man, I can't shoot a basketball. So I have emailed you both the categories. The way Jeopardy works is there's categories between 1, 200, 300, 400, and 500. We're not doing double Jeopardy just for ease. And there is a final Jeopardy question. There will be two daily doubles on the board.
Oh, my God.
If you would like to play at home, I advise you to pause the podcast. And we'll post this link on our Twitter and our Instagram. Twitter is at AxeToGrindCast. Instagram is Extra Grind Podcast. So follow us and get this link, jeopardylabs.com/play/Trebek-2-grind. And you can play, along or you can play separately. Here's some rambling. So you have time to go do that if you want.
Can I pick that? Can I open that up now?
Don't, because you can cheat and get the answer. So don't do that.
All right.
Yeah, don't do that, guys. Yeah, don't do that. There's no easy way to do it where I could have it be concealed. Thought about doing a stream where I could share the screen, but can't do it. So, all right. Guys, who would like to start? Okay, Pat starting. All right, I'm going to read the categories. Tonight's categories are, lyrically speaking, not on streaming, bands that begin with M, Edgewatch, and the final category, the year 2001. Patrick, it is your board. Where would you like to start?
I'm going to get murdered on lyrics, so I'm going to start with bands that begin with M.
For
100,
200, 300, 400, 500. 200?
Yes, please.
All right. And Tom, can you explain, just so everyone in the audience and maybe Patrick as well knows how Jeopardy works? How are you supposed to phrase things?
In the form of a question.
You answer in the form of a question. So if I said,
so it would be like,
this was the first president of the United States. You would answer, Tom?
Who is Lincoln?
Right.
First?
I know, it was a joke.
It's a joke. So, yes. Okay.
George Washington.
Good job. Who is George Washington?
Trump.
Okay.
He's the first real president.
You each need distinct noises that you want to chime in with. Who you make a different noise? You both can't go beep or something. Rah. What's you're going to be Ernt and Tom? What's your noise?
Fuck.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
You know it is, but for the families with kids, let's sure, change it.
Okay.
Okay. You got the horn, Patrick. Give us more. Stay. Keep your sound away from horn. But right. Patrick, you get the first question. Bands that begin with M for 200. Oh, this is a good one. This heavy metal band is fronted by a lead singer whose last name is also a necessary step in finishing wooden furniture.
Fuck.
How long will we give?
Doot.
Man of War.
No, all right. And you have to answer in the form of question. Tom, would you like to steal?
Who is Man of War? Like what steal. Is Man of War?
You've met, no, incorrect. Tom?
Who is Megadeth?
That's correct. One for Tom.
Dave Mustaine.
That's right.
Oh, it's so corny. I hate you both.
Dude, Jeopardy. This is the way Jeopardy goes. All right. Tom,
Bob,
the board
you keep
is,
a track of all my
I points. Am. I have a score. All so. Right. Tom, okay. The board is yours.
All right, I'm going to go Edgewatch.
Four?
For 100.
All right. Haymaker, 2003. Get it, Edge, band, and then watch is the year. So this is the album by...
Who's Throwdown?
Correct.
Oh, that's tough. All right. I didn't totally understand.
I know. I'm going. Yeah, Edgewatch. It's Jeopardy style. Stuff can get
straight
weird.
Straight edge bands. So straight edge bands and then
the year.
An album and the year.
That's right. All right. The board is yours.
Watch me in time. I got you.
Yes. Good job.
Okay. I'm going to stay on that.
All right.
I'm going to stay on that for 200. Yeah.
The Pain Inside, 1989.
Oh, God damn it. Edgewatch. I'm sorry. Who is Resurrection? Who is Release?
Who is Release is correct. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to stay with that for 3.
All right. Edgewatch for 300. Resurrection. God damn it. Yep. What counts? 2004.
Who is Half Heart?
That's correct. All right. And you'd like to stay on Edgewatch.
Sure, let's clean out the category, Bob.
400? All right.
Oh, is that only 400 or 500?
You're only at 400. Bless the Dead, 2007.
Bless the Dead, 2007.
Yeah, I don't...
There was there a straight edge band in 2007?
No.
Boop.
Who was Bishop? Ex-Bishop X.
That's correct. Who was X... Who is Ex-Bishop?
You know what's funny, Tom? You know what's funny? I thought it was that dude's other band because I was like, it's got to be him. I was like,
that's the only straight edge band that was around then.
All right, you'd like to clear the row, Tom?
Yes.
Edgewatch for 500.
Pete. Yeah, I thought it was Pete's other band.
Truth Gives Wings to Strength, 1991.
Truth gives wings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beep beep beep.
All right, may I answer?
Yeah, go.
Fuck.
Who's chorus?
Ah!
That's right.
It's the only one of these I immediately knew. It was the only one.
Yo, you know why? For me, I know Chorus more by the discography, which is Firm Standing Law. But that title is the LP. So good job. All right, Tom, you've cleared the Edgewatch category. We have, lyrically speaking, not on streaming, bands that begin with M, and the year 2001 left. Where would you like to go?
We're going to year 2001.
For 100?
For 100, I'm sorry, yes.
This record, released by Equal Vision, implored everyone from central Massachusetts to be more charitable.
What is Bane Give Blood?
Correct. All right.
I can't be mad. That's 100. That's 100.
It was 100 one. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, fine. Where would you like to go?
We're going to stay there for 200.
All right. Though not their final release, this Nail in the Coffin album featured tracks such as The Ice Cream Man Cometh and Today Was a Positive Day by this funny DC band.
Who is?
So it's the name of the album is what we're looking for.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Ani DeFranco, Wolf Peck, Keb Mo, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, I have no idea. I give up.
Pat, do you want to steal?
I would like to, because we both know the band, but could you give me the
this Nail in the Coffin album featured tracks such as The Ice Cream Man Cometh and Today Was a Positive Day.
God. Okay. I only know two of them off the top of my head, and this is not the one. Between Christian Rock and a Hard Place? what is Between Christian Rock and a Hard Place by the band Good Clean Fun?
Incorrect. The Fuck answer, off. What we were looking for is, what is Good Clean Fun straight out of hardcore?
Fuck!
Yeah, no thanks.
All right, so Patrick, the board is yours, so...
No, it's still mine.
Oh, really? Because he didn't get it? I thought it moves from him, because he can steal it, but
no,
you got
nobody gets it, it goes back to me.
Okay, go for it. Your board.
The only he steals it back.
Oh, if he steals it, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Like, if he got it right, then it's his, but if it's not, then it stays mine.
It stays with Tom. All right, Tom, it's yours.
All right, we'll stay in 2001. Number
the year 2001 for 300. Trustkill released this band's final album, Fantasy Killer, for all the Lakeside residents' great delight.
Come on.
Who is Brother's Keeper?
You've got it.
Can we do a Brother's Keeper deep dive, please?
I'm not sick that week. Sure.
Thank you. I don't know. Thank you.
We'll see. Should I give it as much of an open ear as you gave NoFX?
Listen, three times, the third time, doing anything I could to find a moment of joy.
All right, Tom, you're bored. 400?
Stay with 2001 for 4.
These two California bands united to release a split 12-inch that was also a split release by Youngblood Records and 625 Records.
Two California bands... Split 12-inch.
Fuck.
625 and Youngblood.
Toot, toot, toot.
No idea.
Patrick for the steal. Two California bands united released a split 12-inch that was split released by Youngblood and 625 Records. Looking for the two bands. No.
Who is to Count Me Out and Internal Affairs? I don't fucking know.
Count Me Out is from Richmond, Virginia, and Internal Affairs was not a band in 2001. The correct answer is Who Are Life's Halt and What Happens Next?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't even think that split that Pat mentioned doesn't actually exist.
No, no, it does not. Did not do a split. No, no, that's correct. I knew he was all reaching right, pretty hard. All right, so 500 for the year 2001, yeah, or do you want to swing it around? All right.
Yeah, we'll clean that one out.
All right. This band released their first record on Revelation in 2001 and recently released a new LP on Revelation in 2021. Perhaps we could say 20 years spent in the desert.
Oh, who is Fall Silent?
Fuck off, Tom. The only ones I'm going to get.
All right. Good answer.
Sorry, Pat.
All right. We have Lyrically Speaking, Not on Streaming, and Bands That Begin with M. Where would you like to go, Tom?
I'm going
to
go Not on Streaming.
All right. For 100?
For 100. Yeah, sorry.
All right. The songs of this literally and figuratively hard to find debut album by a Massachusetts powerhouse are largely available in later releases, with the exception of the song Exhale.
Can you repeat that question?
The songs of this debut album, which is literally and figuratively hard to find by a Massachusetts powerhouse, are largely available. It. Okay.
What is Halo in a Haystack?
That is correct. By the band Converge.
By Converge.
You're good, Tom. Right.
Good one. Good.
Well, you know, when you said hard to find, I go, Haystack.
Yeah, good. I did not understand the thing.
The question was tough. That was good. Mm-hmm. All right. Not on Streaming for 200, Alex.
All right. Arguably New York's fastest band, who started by causing mayhem and eventually ended up clobbering time.
Fastest band who started. Who's Straight Ahead?
That's correct for 200. Right. Making the reference to NYC Mayhem, and then, of course, Craig Ahead joining everyone's favorite Sick of It All.
Apparently, they would New York City Mayhem created the blast beat.
It's an interesting conversation. I don't know if I totally believe it, but I'll roll.
Charlie
with it.
Benanti says he did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's probably mea culpa for trying to steal the New York hardcore
logo.
Not on streaming. 300.
All right. It is the first of our two daily doubles, Tom.
Beep, 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 beep,
you
beep,
currently beep, are ahead 2,900-0. this question is for 300. How much would you like to wager today?
I'll go 500.
Okay, thank so you. For 500.
Jesus Christ.
Hope you brick.
I hope I do too.
This is the wrong one for you to hope him, for him to brick. Mr. Fuck. Sutton. Mr. Sutton is most well known for Born to Expire and Desperate Measures, but this recording with another band is considered a holy grail by some.
Who is Marauder?
And it's the Marauder...
Demos.
That's right.
The Eddie Demos, whatever the hell they call them.
Good. And, all right. That is right. The Marauder demo with Eddie. I didn't realize that was 1998.
I kind of did. You know what? I love it. There are two great tastes that didn't great. They taste great together for my.
Yeah, for your ears. Tastes,
if we're being honest. I love Leeway. I mean, Leeway and Marauder are legitimately two of my probably five favorite hardcore bands. And like, I just didn't get it.
Pat,
and I
ever...
think people say it's their favorite Marauder, and they're just saying that.
Yeah, no, I think it's
alternative.
I think it's Leeway fans who are really pulling for something, and you know, I love Leeway a lot, and it's not great. Pat, how are you feeling right now? I think if you sweep the board and get a daily double, you can still come back.
All right, then I'm hopeful.
Tom, do you want to give him a shot? Do we pass the mic to Patrick to try, or do you want to just keep crushing?
Do me a favor.
Yes.
And we're going to add this. This is a fun wrinkle.
Yes.
Can you add up all the questions that are left?
Of course. Yeah. It's
point wise.
900, 1800, 2700, 3,000, 3,300. If he got every single question that's left, he could get 3,700 points. And you're at 3,400.
Okay.
And there is a daily double in there that I didn't count, but, you know, that's a variable.
Yeah.
There's 3,700 points left on the board.
Yeah, this is kind of like the end of 8 Mile when Eminem lets the other guy rap and be like, go for it.
Is this Pat is Rabbit, I guess?
Well, so, I'm Rabbit because I'd be Eminem because I'm just like, right. I'm already ahead. Like, what are you going to do?
All right.
Cheddar Bob, whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah, knees weak, palms are sweaty, Patrick.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Never.
You know what? Let me finish this category
out. Sounds good. Let's do it. We got two
more.
And
then he can have the last two.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you're probably going to steal it back. So, not on streaming for 400, Tom. Everyone but Jason did this New York hardcore band before becoming Born Again.
Life's One? Who is Life's One?
That is correct for 400.
Okay.
You're the only way Pat is going to win is if I started being like, oh, you didn't phrase it as a question, but you've been doing good. All right. 500, not on streaming. Now, I don't care if you're into different bands, but Reno's best hardcore band really nailed it with this, their sophomore album.
What is Walk Together, Rock Together?
That is correct. Wow. With the lyric reference.
I was going to The Crew, and I was like, wait, The Crew's the first one.
Yo, you know what's really funny is Walk Together, Rock Together is technically an EP, but it's also referred to as an album. So I had to phrase that weird because I think of it as a full length, but it's not really a full length. Like,
no.
And they get it referenced differently in different places.
Like, that's in the canon as one of the LPs, even though it's not.
Yeah, and it's kind of – and then, like, all versions that anyone post-1990 is familiar with has songs tacked on the end that weren't on the original.
Right, it's an LP to everyone under 45.
That's right. All right, Patrick, we're passing the mic to you. Lyrically speaking, or bands that begin with M?
M.
For 100? Or do you want to start at 500 and work your way back? Already. You want to start at 500?
No, we did 100 already.
He did 200. He jumped right into 200.
Give me 100.
You want 100? All right. He's going to start easy. Patrick, this Brooklyn-based hardcore band would clearly be the favorite of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Bands that begin with M for 100.
Begins with an M and from Brooklyn.
Who is?
Who is?
Oh my god!
Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles are mutants. Jesus, I don't know of Christ, any mutants, Patrick, from Brooklyn.
Dude. Final answer, Patrick.
I don't know any pizzas. I don't know.
How about Throwing Stars?
Are we giving?
I'm. This is pity. You're gonna shut him out.
I have no idea what you guys are on about.
All right, Tom, would you like to steal the question?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna guess. You mean who is Marauder?
That's correct.
Because
they have Throwing Stars. Master Killer. Yeah, Master Killer.
Yeah, I thought we already had a Marauder.
We did.
Yeah, there was, but that doesn't mean there's not gonna be others. Come on. All right, well, Patrick,
caught me looking with that one as Marauder was literally the only M band I could think of, period.
You didn't say it, but what were you doing? Just say it.
I thought we already had a Marauder question.
All right, Patrick, bands to begin with M for 300. Let's see if Tom scores on your turn again. Toronto-based punk/power pop band with songs such as Teenage Targets and I Don't Want to Go to the Party, and definitely not songs like Ill Blood.
This is a Toronto-based
punk power pop band. Yeah. Bands begin with M.
Fuck! What is the kid's fucking thing?
Oh my god, Tom! I'm giving him more time. You see this, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm trying. All right.
Who is Milton Gov?
You get like 5 points just for trying. Tom, would you like to steal it? You might not know this one actually, but
it's something with Marvelous.
That's right. Who is?
I got it. If he doesn't, give me those points.
No, you already lost. It's Ben Cook, but I don't remember.
Patrick, go ahead. Who is?
Marvel Starlings. Give me the points. Give me the fucking points.
Tom, you get to decide how many points he gets. It was a 300-point question. Does he get 100?
He gets 3 points.
Three points. Okay.
All right. What a stingy fuck.
All right. He gets 10%.
You got 10%. You got the VIG. Patrick, with 3 points on the board. do you have, lyrically speaking, full category? And bands that begin with M, you have 400 and 500.
Give me bands that begin with M.
All right.
That Marauder one was a rip. I feel fucked.
Bands that begin with M. The clue. A thinking man's hardcore band.
Begin with an M. Thinking man's. Okay. Is that that's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you're playing games now with the words.
Yes, professional writer. Let's go.
Really? Well, there's a couple, right? It could be who is Mindset, right?
Tom.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to get? Oh, well, you can't. Who is Mental?
Mental, fuck. All right. I was thinking Minds. All right.
All right. Bands that begin with M for 500. This one you're definitely not getting, Patrick. if you get it, I'm going to give you double points. How about that?
Thank you.
The OGs of the posse numbers scene from a time before the world was cold.
Oh, this is me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. OGs of the posse numbers scene.
From a time before the world was cold.
Yep.
So the hint is they're a pre-cold world band.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Close to the M.
What was their pre-fucking band?
That begins with an M.
Thank you.
It's not Frostbite.
It's not Frostbite.
That was the first thing that Tom. The only thing
I was waiting for him to say who is Frostbite. It was really
the only thing that popped in my head. You're lucky I didn't say it. Who is Mist spelled with a Y?
No.
Tom, would you like to steal it? Wow.
Who is Magnus?
That's correct.
Thank you.
For the 500 and the steal, because we are in the pity section of the game. Patrick, you can continue. Lyrically speaking, would you like to start at the top or the bottom? Bottom
top.
500. All right, 100. Oh, man, Pat might get on the board. Jamie from Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying it so Patrick understands. Made the point that this is needed against all opposition.
Oh, okay.
Lyrically speaking.
Yep.
oh my God, this is torture.
It's like hurting Tom not to answer.
It is.
Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. Wait. I'm trying to sing it in my head.
This is your biggest song.
Let's see.
What is
crushing? Is it crushing?
Bam, bam, bam.
For the steal.
What is perseverance?
Wait, I thought the question was what happens before.
No, what against
this
all
is needed against all opposition. All right.
Sorry.
Perseverance against them. Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Right. I was even doing the mosh part,
I did.
You can go back to Pat.
We are. This is so bad. The current score for those.
What's the score, by the way?
5,000 to 3.
Is there a round 2?
No, there's a final Jeopardy, though, where we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I've got that.
Better watch out, better be scared when you're heading for this. Better watch out, better be scared. Heading for.
Better watch out, better be scared. Heading for the boom. Actually, the better be scared is like, better be scared. Like kind of Southern.
A little bit, yeah.
What all right,
it's a Gorilla Biscuit song.
Okay.
It's the Gorilla Biscuit song where they spell out the band name. G-O-R-I-L-L-A Biscuits.
Give him 5 seconds.
Yeah, I can only do Cats and Dogs.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Burp, burp. Tom, would you like to steal it?
Yes. Better watch out. Better be scared. Wood is headed for the dragon's lair.
Mm. That is correct. Shout out
remember
to
that the ad? Better watch out. Better be scared. Headed for the dragon's lair.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of good Queens vocalists on there. I think Drago might be on there. So
you know what? I always thought that was the band. I didn't realize that.
No, they have some guest dudes.
I assume that was Lukey Luke.
I think there's some guest dudes. Oh, shit. Lukey Luke might be one of them, but there's a lot of different guest folks on there. All right. Lyrically speaking, for 300, we have three more before Final Jeopardy. Patrick.
I've got this.
Dag Nasty would tell you this makes the world look better.
Fuck. I don't know.
Did you, Tom? This, Dag Nasty would tell you this makes the world look better.
What the fuck is it? It's the, what is 12 ounces of courage?
Oh, you are so close. From the Dag Nasty song, Under Your Influence, the lyrics are 40 ounces of courage. Yeah, make the world look better.
I was close.
Very good.
All right. Hello out there.
Yes, hello out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's Magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!
Last one.
Two more. This is the second to last. This is lyrically speaking for 400. Technically, Pat, we need a true miracle to happen. So, according to Fat Mike, these...
Yeah, I got this one.
These never meant anything to him. He's not crazy. These never meant anything to him.
A Fat Mike lyric? A fucking NoFX lyric? What are crab cakes?
Doot. Tom, would you like to steal it?
Yes. What are possessions? Never meant anything to me. That's right. I'm not crazy.
That's right. Possessions. Tom, that
although
means,
it sounds like he says sex.
Yeah, it is possessions.
On the record,
it
sounds like sex has never meant anything to me.
Sex.
I'm not crazy.
All right, Patrick, you currently have 3. Tom has 5,600. Lyrically speaking, for 500. Patrick, this is the daily double. Tom, how much do you want to let Patrick wager up to?
I mean, usually the rule is like you can wager the highest amount on the board. So you can do 500.
Okay.
Pat, do you want to wager 500?
Because otherwise you're in the negative.
Well, he could be in negative 500, the negative 497. Currently he's at 3.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So do you want to wager 500? You might as well.
Yeah.
All right. 500. I see. So he can only go up to 500 because he doesn't have more than 500. That's right. Okay.
Right. So like,
right. If you get the daily double when you don't have any points, you can go for the highest amount on the board. That's right.
Whatever. Yeah. So again, double Jeopardy is $1,000.
Right. All right. Patrick. Yeah. Washington, D.C. parties are not well liked because of this.
They
answer the formal question.
Okay. What is,
what are,
I don't like, what are, it's, do they obscure the truth, hide the truth? I don't remember.
They,
oh my God.
Oh
my God.
Avoid the truth.
Ding, ding, ding. You got 500 points. Good job.
Nice.
That was bullshit.
It's really bullshit? Funny that he got the last question of the board.
Because Bob went, he told you the fucking word.
He was what? There.
No. I was there.
He said obscure.
Yeah, listen, I was walking through the process out loud. This That's how I learned.
Bullshit. That's not how you do it on Jeopardy.
You know what? They make new rules for me on Jeopardy because I got a cinematic face. They want me on that shit.
Yeah.
Tom,
it's like they give you more time to take the test in college.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we're going to do Final Jeopardy.
What am I at, Bob?
What's that? The current score is Tom 5,600 to Patrick 503. So there's not almost bad. No lose. So you have to decide before we do the Final Jeopardy. We'll do a quick talk before we do the actual question. The topic is venues. Guys, Tom, did you expect to slay Patrick this hard? We really might need to start having ringers come in for you, to be honest.
Or have ringers against Pat.
That's true. Under pressure.
Yeah, Pat.
I've outgrown this. Like, we just have to
I know. Pat,
let somebody else. This is just ridiculous.
How'd you do on tests in school, Patrick?
I never took them. I was too badass for that.
Boy. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah. Every essay question, Pat. Well, actually, that's every essay that's question starts with.
That's a great answer to start an essay question. Well, actually, all right. Do you guys know how much you're wagering on this final question?
Yes,
Patrick, you are wagering all the money you have. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I think that's well considered.
And Tom, how much would you like to wager?
I'm going to wager 3,000.
All right, 3,000. Oh, you want to blow them out. this Isla Vista, California venue was founded. So the venue is what we're looking for. This Isla Vista, California venue was founded by then UC Santa Barbara student and now very successful DJ who also founded Dim Mock Records.
Fuck.
Do, 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 do.
Fuck.
Do.
Wait, how do we do this? You know what, Bob? Here's how we do it.
Yes. How about this? Here's how we can do it.
I text you. We all.
I think we can do it. If we were doing this with a real competitor, I think we'll have to figure that out for future iterations. Patrick, do you even know the answer?
The Sunglass Hut.
Tom, do you know the real answer?
What is the pickle patch?
That's right. Patrick, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay, so Tom,
I know everything about the fucking
pickle patch.
The Aoki story. I knew that it was something cute like in the name. Could not remember pickle patch to save my life.
Sunglass Hut was a decent guess. So Patrick, you finished the game with $0. Tom, you finished with $8,600. So you're going to be
what
returning
is that in
next
real
week?
Money?
Free 50. All right. How can we improve the game in the future? I tried to have a good mix of questions, different types of bands, different types of stuff.
No,
some
Bob,
tricky wording.
That one was pretty strong.
That was excellent. It was all fair.
Yeah. I tried to
do some that were impossible.
I'm trying to think.
No, I wouldn't go that far. But
are you hemming and hawing about it being fair, Pat?
Well, I wouldn't congratulate him on the fairness of it. I just, you know.
Just because you suck doesn't mean it's not fair.
Well, it just felt like you hit a run, and it was just, there's some, maybe there were some structural problems.
Yeah, a little spoiler alert. I like hardcore.
You know, I will say this. I think doing the post game, Patrick would have done well in the Edgewatch category. He gets Throwdown Haymaker. He does not get the Release the Pain Inside. You don't get that one.
Not at all. Nope.
What Counts, I don't think you would have gotten What Counts either, to be honest, because What Counts is the Have Heart record nobody talks about. That's the EP.
No, I would not.
And I would probably.
But that was my plan. That's why I emptied that one out first.
Would you? Here's the good trick one.
Leaving the lyrics for Pat.
Well, Bless the Dead. Do you think you would have gotten that one, Patrick? The Ex-Bishop X.
I still don't remember what the fuck that is. What was that?
Ex-Bishop X. Bless the Dead.
Oh, no.
You were thinking it was the dude's other band.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Remembering Never. Yeah.
I think Edgewatch in year 2001, if Patrick does well in that area, because the Bane question was easy.
Yeah.
Give Blood. Missing the Good Clean Fun was tough, but who knows that record? You would have gotten the Brothers
tough.
Keeper. You would have gotten Brothers Keeper.
Would have gotten the Brothers Keeper.
Both you guys missed the What Happens Next Life's Halt, understandably. You would have gotten Fall Silent as well.
Yes. Would have gotten Fall Silent, would have gotten Chorus. Those confirmed. So
that's really, 1,000 points right there on the board. So
and I probably right.
And I won by 8,600.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, if you I think he got on the run. I think Tom, you did a good job kind of sticking with categories and just running through. So that was a fun
one. That was kind of my I was like, you know what, if I get these ones that I know Pat will definitely know.
Okay, Brooklyn-based hardcore band who would clearly be the favorite of the Ninja Turtles. I thought Brooklyn-based hardcore band begin with M. Should have been pretty easy right there. I could have said blurp, blurp, 100%. Blurp after that. Right?
Listen, I would have said Marauder as a guess for literally any of those questions that I didn't know, just because it's a band that begins with it's the literally the first band with an M name that jumps out
right.
in my mind. So I would
but
have
you,
said
you Marauder got thrown off because anything. The Marauder demo question that Tom just
yeah got I just listen you're not I wrong know. We can do two Marauder questions. I just I it know. Caught me looking.
Sheesh. The Thinking Man hardcore. You're not wrong about that, because could have gone Mindset, could have gone Mind Force,
yeah.
could have gone Mind Peace.
You know, Mind Force probably would have been a like that would be the best also correct answer. You know what I mean?
I was like, also thinking like I'm thinking like is there a band out there that has like the Thinker, like the
I thought the same
right,
thing
as a little logo
like on the cover.
He's got a
so
big
I'm like.
Brain.
I wanted. I was doing a good wordplay there. Mental thinking man. You know what I mean. I was like, you know, right there.
Can I make a shitty comment?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like when I think of mental, I don't think of like Thinking Man's hardcore.
Oh, because they have lyrics that say we might be retarded. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they actually say that?
Yeah. I mean, it was a different time. as the kids say. No.
Well, there was a popular band called the Mongoloids. So yeah, it was a different era.
Tried sneaking in the Mongoloids almost made the Edgewatch list, but Time Trials was too easy. And then I'm trying to think.
Could
I think
have made
one
the
of their
name.
Oh yeah. But which one of you would have complained first that it's the Mongoloids?
No, you know what I mean? No. I wouldn't chase you on that.
Not on streaming was a surprisingly difficult one to do, but I think I came to pretty good stuff.
I didn't realize Life's Blood was not on streaming.
Only the tracks from Where the Wild Things Are. Despite the fact that the discography was released, it's not on streaming, which bummed me out. I think it would actually do really well. And I know Walk Together, Rock Together is up next, I think, for that Trust Records repressings.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. Tom, I have one last question about Jeopardy. How did Patrick not get Perseverance against all opposition?
I mean, you know, you gave me the clues, and I, without like a second of like, I'm just going to give you a little nudge.
No.
I literally did the chun, 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 the mosh part after it, and I did the, this podcast pretty much started with the conceit that Hatebreed has three good songs.
Yeah.
All right.
This is how me and Pat like started fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So check this out.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are perseverance against all opposition, crushing all limitations. In my head,
you went to crushing,
I transposed crushing all opposition. So I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying I'm mostly right.
Well, you were wrong, but you were wrong in a good way.
You were close. You were in the neighborhood.
I couldn't believe you didn't get that one so much that I almost double checked myself mid game, even though I had double checked myself prior to doing the game. So, all right. So I hope everyone had a chance to play this at home. It'll be up for you to play.
Yeah.
It's a fun
Can I give
one.
A shout out?
Of course.
So depending on when this comes out,
weeks from now, 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Then.
But go ahead.
Our buddies in As You Were, the Alkaline Trio podcast, Tim and David Anthony.
Yes.
Tim Crisp and David Anthony. They're doing their last episode.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no
shit. By the time you hear this, they'll have done their last episode because they've literally gone through every existing Alkaline Trio song. It's like 165 or something.
I thought it was because the one guy joined. I thought it was because the guy from Alkaline Trio joined the police force.
Did he really?
No.
Oh, that's cool. He just saw the last year and was like, you know what? I'm sick of this.
Yeah. No, he joined the police academy. No, because he liked the police academy movies.
I mean, that's a great reason. Do you think there has to be people out there who joined the police because of the police academy movies or because it's really good, honestly, desktop game in the 80s? What about that desktop game?
The closest
game
I've ever come to joining.
What is the game you've talked about it? Police Squad? No.
Police Quest.
Oh.
Police Quest.
Ready to join right now.
Before I'm talking greasy. The one guy does collect police memorabilia. Am I wrong?
You might be.
Like the band?
Really?
I mean, it's got to be Skiba, if anybody.
The one guy is always in trouble because he collects, like, police memorabilia shit. Which, by the way, everybody, that's a weird hobby, but it is a hobby. It doesn't say shit about your sympathies at all. You know what I mean? Like, you could just be a fucking weird dude.
It might have been Skiba because he's the guy that's in Blink 182.
Yeah.
Hey, so he's got disposable income.
Can we give a shout out to
Tim and David for being buddies throughout this whole experience?
From day one, they were day one
supporters. Huge,
and likewise,
and like straight up huge respect for sticking with it. And like, I think it's like the sign of commitment to doing something cool is when, like, how many Alkaline Trio songs are there? A lot, right?
I think 165. I think they did that many episodes.
Yo, 100 songs in.
For a long time.
100 songs in, you're like, yo, maybe we wrap this up, B. Maybe we just like group some together and go, yeah, that's a good song. This song's all right. These are the fine songs. Like, I'm not lying. I start thinking about that in my own head. Like, yeah, we're going to do Year in Hardcore 1993, 4, and 5 all together. Let's go. You know, but huge shout out to them for doing it. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, so shout out to those. Hopefully, you know, it's not the ending, because if next time Alkaline Trio comes out with something, which has been pretty slow these last probably 10 years because of Skiba being in Blink-182, they'll be back.
So, well, we also have the answer. Shout out to those guys. But on reddit.com/r/Blink-182, posted 6 months ago, what's going on with Matt Skiba? I heard he was into Nazi and cop-loving stuff. Is this true? Mr. Brick Jojo explained 6 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll explain it. Mr. Brick Jojo did a good job. Matt is into World War II memorabilia. That's it. He's not actually a Nazi, and there's no actual proof to show that he even is one.
What?
I read that right. That's it. He's not actually a Nazi, and there's also no actual proof to show that he even is one.
If this ever comes up for me, I'd like you to just repeat that. You know,
that's
if
people are like, quote,
your co-host Patrick is a fucking Nazi. Bob,
he's not actually, and there's also no actual proof to show that he even is one.
I mean, that's a ringing endorsement.
The cop thing is something else. People saw a post Matt made years ago thanking his vocal police station. I forget why. He and I believe the other members of the band as well are full supporters of Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure where this stuff is coming from. I assume people just jumping to conclusions. A Tumblr account.
I also think he did that like Death in June vibe that it's like, I mean, it's racist, but it's, you know, it's cool. Like, I think he's one of those.
Oh, well, listen. How old are these guys?
Your age. So like 53?
Yeah.
So 53. So
early 50s,
to say, if you are of a certain age, you are just by nature edgier than someone that is 20 years younger. Is that fair to say?
Well,
yes, you're punk. You're a weirder punk.
Yes. And look, this is no disrespect to those listeners that are fucking 20 and are total freaks. God bless you. But it's just a thing, everybody, that there is a generational difference, particularly they note, I mean, sociologists note this, that Gen X just has a edgy individualism thing that many people find off-putting in 2021. So
yeah, as a millennial, I have a hard time sometimes with the way you speak and enema-of-the-state also Please. Said, no, some person made a Tumblr cancel, but it was all really dumb shit. He had a tattoo that resembled some form of a Nazi symbol, but it was actually Satanist. And he was friends with someone who supposedly was a Nazi, but I've never looked into that. And that wouldn't even make him a Nazi. And that's the closest he's ever gotten to, quote unquote, cop loving, was saying he doesn't hate every single cop, which is a reasonable position to hold, considering not all cops are bad people, but the system itself is fucked.
Oh, God. Why do we need the lecture from fucking at enema of the state? You know what?
Can we get enema of the state and Mr. Brick Jojo on next week?
Yeah, Mr. Brick Jojo.
I think Mr. Brick Jojo might be Pat. I mean, if the guy really responded only 6 minutes ago, I feel like it's too.
I'm out here spreading rumors about Skiba. Actually, everybody, here's the Patrick Kinlan take. You're allowed to collect whatever the fuck you want. Don't mean a thing about anything. So God bless Matt Skiba. He's made 3 good songs, and I respect that.
More than 3, but sure. Well, it was supposed to be a nice shout out to David and Tim, and Pat took it a weird way.
All right, rapping.
What else we got?